昨天下午我们在这里讲讲什么呢
What did we talk about yesterday afternoon here?
我希望你们不至于马上学像我一样都忘光了。
I hope you're not like me. I instantaneously forget everything.
今天是我讲的，可能是我这一辈子讲了几十年的讲台啊，第一次讲这个题目。
Today is the first time that I'm going to preach on this subject after decades of preaching from the pulpit.
今天讲什么呢？讲神的恩典跟怜悯。
Today, what am I going to talk about? It's the grace of God and the mercy of God.
还要讲神的管教。
In addition, I want to talk about the discipline of God.
以前我每一次要想到讲管教的时候，我看了一看所有在底下的人，我想想不讲了。
Previously, whenever I thought about speaking on the topic of discipline, I just look at the people down here and then I decided not to talk about it.
因为这个在讲这个神的管教的时候啊，是讲给成熟的人基督徒听的。
Because the lesson of discipline is spoken only to mature Christians.
可以看看，都好像是主里面的，虽然年纪也不小了，可是有的人还是像基督的婴孩那样。
Even though in Christ, some of us may be pretty old, but we're still like babes in Christ.
如果是婴孩，看起来都像婴孩，就不讲了。
If everybody looks like babes in Christ, then I would not talk about this topic.
这个题呢，还有一点，就是我不配讲这个。
In addition, I'm not worthy to preach on this topic.
因为我至少，你要讲给成熟的基督徒的话，那我到现在为止，我还是不成熟。
If this subject were to be preached to mature Christian, up till now, I'm still not mature.
我也觉得我这个在主面前的学习非常的迟钝，也非常的慢。
I feel that my learning before the Lord is very slow.
不过呢，如果我再要等啊，我不知道有没有时间讲了，因为时间可能等不住了。
But if I keep on waiting, I don't know if I have time.
所以呢，我还要讲。
So I'm going to preach about this.
第一次讲。
This is my first time to talk
about this. 第一次讲总是有点紧张的。
So whenever you preach on some topic on the for the first time, you are nervous.
所以请弟兄姊妹在底下给我祷告，叫他讲的时候不紧张。
So I ask all brothers and sisters to pray here to for me to not be nervous.
谁讲以前我们读两处圣经。
Before I talk, let's read two passages from the Bible.
第一处是在希伯来书。
The first passage is from the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
我们从第一节读到十二节。
Let's read from verse 1 to verse 12.
希伯来书十二章第一节到十二节。
Hebrews 12, 1 to 12.
我们既有这许多的见证人
Therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witness surrounding us,
如同云彩围着我们在脱去又
选
了的罪，诚心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望我 我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他
用
了前面的喜乐，
就
是心态舒服，忍受了十字架的苦难，却坐在神宝座的右边。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，脸色疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步，你们又忘了那劝你们如同个儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备的时候也不可灰心，因为是受爱的，他必管教，又鞭打他所收纳的儿子。你们所忍受的是神管教你们，对你们如同对儿子，又有儿子不受父亲管教的呢？管教原是宗子所共受的，你们若不受管教，就是失子，不是儿子。这个我们神有深深的父管教我们，我们尚且敬重他，何况万灵的父，我们岂不跟当服从他的神吗？真正的父都是在己意管教我们，唯有万灵的父管教我们，是要我们的益处，是我们在他的圣洁上有份。凡管教的时候，倒是不觉得快乐，还觉得愁苦，后来却为那经历过的人积得平安的果子，就是义。所以你们要把下垂的手、发酸的腿挺起来，也要为自己的脚把道路修直了，使瘸子不至于弯曲翻得前移。还有一处就是启示录第三章
is from chapter 3 of the book of Revelation.
启示录第三章第十四节到二十二节。
Chapter 3 of the book of Revelation, verse 14 to 22.
我们一起读，你要写信给老地家教会的使者说，那位阿们的，为诚信真实见证的，在神创造万物之上为元首的，说，我知道你的行为，你也不冷也不热，我巴不得你不冷不热，你既无温室也不冷也不热，所以我要从我口中把你吐出去。你说我是富足，已经发了财，一样都不缺，却不知道你是那很苦、可怜、贫穷、下雨、失身的。
走，
又买白衣穿上，叫你失身的袖子不露出来，又买眼药擦你的眼睛，是你能看见。凡我所疼爱的，我就特别管教他，所以你要发热心，也要悔改。看啊，我站在门外叩门，人有听见我声音就开门的，我要进到他那里去，我与他，他与我一同受席。得胜的，我要使他在宝座上与我同坐，就如我得了胜，在我父的宝座上与他同坐一般。
这里讲
的是，凡有耳的就应当听。再读一处。
I will read another passage.
哥林多后书
Second Corinthians
第一章
Chapter 1、
哥林对不起哥林多前书第一章
Chapter 1 of First Corinthians
还是后书不是前书
Second Corinthians
我有点太紧张了
too nervous.
Second Corinthians chapter 1 verse 3.
Verse 3 through 7. Let's read together. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comforts,
who
comforts us in all our affliction, so that we may be able to comfort those who are in any affliction with the comfort which we ourselves are comforted by God. For just as the sufferings of Christ are ours in abundance, so also our comfort is in abundance through Christ. But if we are afflicted, it is for your comfort and salvation. For if you are comforted, it is for your comfort, which is effective in the patient enduring of the same suffering which we also suffer. And our hope for you is firmly grounded, knowing that as you are sharers of our suffering, so also you are sharers of our comfort.
好了, 学讲到读到这里。
This concludes our Bible reading.
我以前有一个错误的看法。
Previously, I had a wrong concept.
什么错误看法呢? 就是神听话的, 好孩子,
what was my wrong concept, which is that God would not discipline good and obedient children.
那么管教谁呢?
So who would God discipline?
不听话的,
those who do not obey him.
因为不听话,
because they do not listen to him, they need discipline.
这是我以前,
this was my prior thinking.
所以我当然有时候我觉得不行了，哎，出事情了，管教来了。So
I would feel that something is not doing too well, and things happened, and so discipline came.
那我其实是很听话，而且是也很愿意为主摆上一切的时候，那不应该给我有管教。
But during the times when I was really obedient to him and I've given him all, there shouldn't be any discipline.
那应该哄哄啊，你真乖，你真乖，是不是？
He should be coaxing me and say, "You're so good."
如果我说的又尽心竭力的为了主做的时候，结果还要管教的话，那怎么回事？
If I do things with all diligence and I still have to receive discipline, what is the matter?
所以管教这个事啊, 好像是因为对一个不听话的给他管教。
So it is as if he should only discipline the ones who do not obey him.
那我们中文翻它叫做管教, 实际上也可以说是一个训练。
Discipline, in other words, is also a training.
是个训练。
It is a training.
有的时候也可以说是个操练。
Sometimes it's also an exercise.
为什么缘故神需要训练、管教、操练他的儿女们呢?
For what reasons does God have to discipline and train and exercise his children?
很多人啊, 对神的慈爱, 对他的怜悯, 就像我们诗歌的
Many people treated the loving kindness and mercy of God as was written in the song.
哎呀, 我软弱了, 主扶助我。
When I'm weak, he supported me.
我口渴了, 他那个杯给我喝。
When I thirst, he gives me drink.
哎呀, 我跌痛了, 他来抱起来, 嗯, 乖乖。
When I fall down, he picks me up and pat me on the back.
所以我们这越唱越舒服。
So the more we sing, the more we feel comfortable.
这样的, 如果一直是这样的话, 他一直是个婴孩。
But if we continue to be in this stage, then we continue to be a babe.
我有两个孙子。
I have two grandchildren.
一个现在是六岁半, 一个是八岁半。
One is 6 and a half, and the other one is 8 and a half.
我看头一个孩子生下来的时候，这个妈妈是把她宝贝的不得了。
When the first child arrived, the mother was really treasuring him.
我就怕他饿着了，拼命叫他吃，直到他吐出来为止。
She was so afraid that the child would starve, so she would feed him until he vomited.
要什么给什么。
Whatever he wanted, she would give him.
到现在啊，六岁了，一个八岁上学了。
Even now, when he's eight and he's going to school,
他开始这两个孩子，他觉得妈妈不像以前那么爱他了。
Then these two children feel like the mother is not loving them as she was before.
为什么不爱他的呢？
Why is she not loving them now?
你功课没有做完，不许吃。
If you don't finish your homework, you cannot eat.
你叫你这么做，你没有做完以前，不许玩。
If you don't do according to what I say, you cannot play.
妈妈，这功课很烦呐，烦也得做。
And then the child would complain, this homework is really frustrating. But the mother would say, even if it's frustrating, you have to finish it.
哎，先给我们玩十分钟行不行？
Can you let me play for 10 minutes first?
不行，你先做完了，才给你吃，给你玩。
No, you have to finish it before you can eat and play.
他觉得妈妈不像那么爱他了。
So the child feels that the mother is not loving him as she used to.
有的时候他真的是不听。
Sometimes he really would not listen.
这不听的时候他要罚他。
If he really would not listen, then she would punish him.
罚他觉得关到个洗澡房里去。
Which is to lock him up in the bathroom.
你晓得这个儿子是也够厉害。
You know, this son is pretty somebody.
他说妈妈，你这样虐待我，真是巴不得你到了街上有个汽车把你撞死。
And the son said, since you're abusing me like this, I really wish there would be a car that would run you over when you walk in the street.
哦，这个你看，马上就对这个妈妈到这个程度。
So you see how he's treating his mother.
那么如果再大起来呢？
And he gets even older.
如果他要当兵呢？
If he were to be serving in the army.
哎，当兵啊，恐怕更严格了，是不是？
To be a soldier, you'll be under even more tighter constraints.
那时候是妈妈看也不去看他了。
Then the mother would not even visit him.
如果你不当兵呢？
But if you do not serve in the military,
你没有受过那个当兵的训练的话，能不能打仗？
And you have not undergone the training of being a soldier, can you go to war?
你如果没有训练，受那个在那个部队里，在军队里面的那个训练的生活，你是不能打仗的。
If you have not gone through the life of a soldier under discipline, you cannot go to war.
你如果要说竞赛的话，
if you're going to be in a competition,
许多人啊，觉得说，如果一个比赛，做一个第一名的那个跳的或者是做运动的话，他把他孩子，有的人去把那个孩子看中了，你愿意不愿意把你的孩子交给我们，我们训练他成为第一个很出名的一个运动员。
Sometimes people would observe people competing in races or competition, whether it's to jumping or running, and they would ask the parents, would you give your children to me so that I can train them up to be the first number one athlete?
他们说那一个能够训练出来的话，那当然交给你们。
If you can train him, then of course I'll give my child to you.
但是他在训练的中间啊，妈妈如果去看的话，她看那个啊，那个跑啊，那个运动啊。 知识要多次多次的时候，妈妈看了心回来回来算了。
But during the training period, if the mother were to visit and she sees all these difficult training positions and training courses, then she would say, just come home.
因为她看了她训练的那种严格，那种觉得好像很残忍这样的训练的话，她受不了。
Because she cannot stand the seemingly cruel and stringent training.
但是她如果你要的奖赏成为有名的，那他一定要经过这样训练。
However, if you want to win the prize and be famous, you have to go through this training.
如果你要做一个农夫，
if you are going to be a farmer,
你要有收成，
and you want a harvest,
要有收成的话，你有很多工作要做。
To have a harvest, you have many things to do.
你要保罗跟提摩太说，劳累的农夫理当先得粮食。
Paul said to Timothy that the diligent farmers deserve to be fed first.
如果一块地是很不好很不好，石头也很多，而且土质也不好，那么农夫如果要有个丰收的话，他要付出很多的劳力。
If the piece of field is, has very poor soil condition and it's very rocky, for that farmer to have a harvest, he has to put in much work.
把这个石头都拿走。
You have to remove all the rocks.
把地要挖深。
You have to plow the field.
要松土。
You have to loosen the
earth. 要加肥料。
And you have to put fertilizer.
要用饮水进来。
You have to bring water in.
它必须经过很多的劳力以后才能够丰收。
Through much labor, can you get a harvest?
如果没有这样的劳力以后，你说我们很愿意有丰收，但是一看怎么没有丰收？
But even if you desire to have a harvest, but if you don't have the labor and toil, then you ask, well, how come we don't have the harvest?
如果这个农夫很，他说不要紧，这个太麻烦，我们只要把树栽得多就可以了。一定丰收。
If the farmer says, this is too troublesome, we'll just plant many trees here and then we'll certainly get a harvest.
你只有十棵，我栽他一百棵，一定将来比你有丰收。
You only have 10 trees, but I'm going to plant 100 trees, so in the future, I surely will have a harvest.
到最后看看啊，这个树长出来不行。
Ultimately, you see that the trees are not growing up properly.
因为这个地不好。
Because the ground is not good.
所以有的人教会啊，就希望人多学是好。
So some churches prefer a high number of attendees.
如果一大堆人都是在基督里是婴孩。
If you have a lot of people, but they're all babes in Christ.
啊，那个事情就多了。
Then you have so many things.
如果这个你种很多的树，而你这个地不去清理，不去花功夫来增加它的话，到时候啊，每一个树一直长起来没有果子。
Even if you have planted many trees, if you do not work on the soil and put fertilizer in it, the tree may grow up. It would have leaves, but would not bear fruit.
神如果要介绍一个院子，
If God were to build a garden,
他的目的一定是种树，就是希望有果子。
For his end goal to plant trees would be to have fruit.
他要预备一个军队，他就是要为了打仗。
If he prepares for an army, it is to prepare for battle.
如果是要准备比赛，他一定要下过功夫训练。
If you are preparing for a competition, you have to spend effort to be trained.
我们觉得我们的教会很好。
We think that our church is good.
你看我们唱起歌来都好听。
Listen to our songs, they're so pleasing to the ears.
我们崇拜主。
We worship the Lord.
我们觉得 都不缺。
We think that we're in need of nothing.
我们的主耶稣到我们这里来看的时候，他要看什么呢？你有没有果子？
But when our Lord comes here to see us, what is he seeing? He's trying to find fruit.
这个时代是撒旦最猖狂的时代，仇敌在各方面在那边进攻，我们这些人呢，哦主啊，我跌倒了，你敢进攻我夫妇啊？是这样的，都是这样的话。
This dispensation is a time where Satan's working is the most severe. And if all of us are just like singing those songs where if we fall down, you pick me up.
你能不能去打仗？
Can you fight in battle?
给我啊，我连那个不要不要。如果不能打仗的话，
If you cannot fight in battle,
弟兄姊妹，我们外面现在看得很好，是非常危险的。
Even though externally we look good, but inside is very dangerous.
特别是中国大陆，大家都知道那个异端，特别是那个叫东方闪电这么一个异端。
Particularly in mainland China, where there are lots of heresies, and there's one particular heresy in the name of Eastern Whirlwind.
可是我只听见从河南有。
At first, I only thought that it existed in one province.
后来到跑到别地方都有。
And then in other provinces too.
后来一听啊，一个家庭教会，一个家庭教会都变了质了。
And then one house church after another has changed.
啊，许多已经是个老弟兄、老姊妹了。
Many who are elder brother and sisters.
所以主里面也受过很多的苦。
And many of those who have suffered greatly for the Lord.
结果居然给人家掳去了。
And then ultimately they've been captured.
为什么缘故？
For what reason?
教会没有看守的。
There's no watchman in churches.
也没有能够打仗的。
There's no one who can fight in churches.
所以仇敌偷偷的进来，就马上就破坏的很厉害。
So the enemy sneaked in and had vast destruction.
那大家还觉得，嘿，东方闪电说一个女基督，这谁能听啊？
And then people are still wondering, Eastern lightning, who is going to listen to that?
基督还变成女的已经来了，你信不信啊？
And this heresy would say that Christ is actually a woman and she's already here. Do you believe that?
那么怎么有那么多的年老的，时间很长的，居然给他们掳去了？
How come there are all these elderly brothers and sisters who have spent a long time in the Lord and they have been captured?
他们居然能够相信？
They could actually believe this.
这个圣经已经过时了。
This Bible is past its time.
现在我们要读这个女基督，有个新的小书卷出来。
But this female Christ has a new little book out.
诶，那谁听啊？
Who's going to listen to that?
可是你事实上，许多许多现在是已经到了全中国，我知道了很多地方都有了。
But in reality, many, many places in China have this heresy.
美国有没有？
Do we have that in the States?
现在他们有计划的挡进美国的来。
Now these people have a plan to enter into the U.S. market.
他们要的market 弟兄姊妹，这不能笑啊，这是真的是很惨重的事情。
This is a really a serious and sad thing.
他要的还不是你那些不热心的，啊，糊里糊涂的，他还不要呢。
They're not even. keen on getting the people who are not diligent and not that are half foolish.
他去看你还有一定的地位，你还有一定的能力，你还有一定的日心，你还有一定的教会里可以带头的这样的人，他才看重。
They actually look for people who have some status, some power, and some ability, people who can lead in a church. They want to target those people.
那么居然有许多人真的能信下去了。And
some people actually believe.
所以主耶稣的话是怎么说呢? 终要精心祷告,免得入了迷惑。
Look at the word of Jesus Christ. He said that you have to keep praying so that you may not enter into confusion.
Temptation.
It seemed to be very difficult because behind it, evil spirits were at work.
现在他们的方法很厉害，他这个不是一个羊一个羊来偷，他只要那个谁是带头的羊，给他拿住了，那其他的羊啊，些糊里糊涂一些跟着走的。They
have very severe means. They target the people who are the leaders, and so if the head sheep has been captured, then all the other sheep would follow.
所以我们说，神把以色列人从埃及领出来的时候，不光是领出一个民族出来，他说把耶和华的军队从埃及领出来。
So when God led the Israelites out of Egypt, we didn't just say that He led a people out, He led an army out.
但是耶和华的这个军队领出来，最主要的是要这些人做军队的人能够信神。
But the most important thing for this army of the Lord is to trust Him.
信神能够胜过仇敌。
That they believe that He would overcome the enemy.
许多没有训练的人啊，给他当到前线去的时候，炮还没有开呢，他已经钻到坑里去了。A
lot of people who have not been trained, if they are sent to the front lines, even before the cannons are shot, they already went over to the other side.
那么教会要成为一个能够跟撒旦应付征战的军队的话，要不要训练？
So if the church is to become an army that can fight with Satan and Hades, don't you need to war?
为什么缘故这个十二个探子跑到那个迦南地区的时候，十个回来以后看见仇敌，哦，迦南地好是好啊！你看这个葡萄一串两个人抬，真是美地，但是什么，仇敌太强。
How come out of the 12 spies, when they went into the land of Canaan, they said that this is a very good land. However, and then with two people have to carry the grain because they're so big, but the walls of the cities are so strong and they're tall and great. They are all giants.
我们看了好像马扎一样。
We're like grasshoppers.
他们一讲，心都消化了。
As they said it, their hearts melted.
那么只有两个人，是不是？
Only two people, right?
加勒，又是呀。Caleb
and Joshua.
那么加勒他有另有一个性质。Caleb
had another will.
另有一个性质，他有专心跟着耶和华。
And he is determined to follow the Lord. He has this faith.
这种仇敌你不要怕他。
Do not be afraid of the enemy.
因为神比他大。
Because God is greater than them.
他们不过是我们的食物。
They're merely our food.
把他们打了以后，他们使我们食物，我们就壮大。
After we beat them, they will become our food and we will be strengthened.
但那十个呢？啊，不能去，不能去，那个地方去。 弄死。
But then the other ten, they're just saying that you cannot go to that place.
Oh, 那个时候整个以色列人去哭啊哭啊，哎呀，神为什么把我们领出来，不要弄到那边死在那边呢？
So all the people of Israel started to weep, and they're saying that God is going to brought us out to make us die there.
所以这时候神真是生气了。
So at this time, God became angry.
所以这些人，神说，凡是藐视我的。
For these people, God said that for those people who take me lightly,
一个都不能进去。
None of them can enter in.
唯独加勒跟约书亚可以进去。
Except for Joshua and Caleb who can enter in.
以后他们学着转了转了转了三十八年。
And then they circled and circled for 38 years.
那么最后是约书亚领他们进到迦南地，是不是？
Ultimately, it was Joshua who led them into the land of Canaan.
所以有人说从埃及出了六十多万这个壮丁，是有最后进去的只有两个，对不对啊？
So people said that there were 600 men who came out of Egypt, but only two men entered in.
对不对这话？
Is that right?
不对。
It's wrong.
进埃及去的还是六十多万。
600,000 people who entered into Canaan.
他们是第二代。
But they're the second generation.
头一代不信的都灭了。
The previous generation who did not believe, they have
all been perished. 那个第二代都是在那边转啊转啊生出来的那些人。
The second generation was born when they were wandering.
许多人都觉得说，哎呀。约书亚跟迦勒真是倒霉。
A lot of people feel that Joshua and Caleb are really in bad luck.
他们是得胜者，可是因为他们这十个不幸的，全都不幸的，他们也跟了他们才转啊转了转了三十八年，是不是？
They were overcomers. However, because they were also involved with these 10 other people who did not believe, so they were following the wanderings.
我不相信他光是在那边转。
I do not believe that they were only wandering.
他们说转的时候就跟下一代说，你们可是不能再听像你们的父亲那样不信主。
They must be teaching the second generation. You should not be like your fathers who did not
listen to the Lord. 你们应该相信神。
You have to believe in God.
他们自己第二代自己就能够很好的能够相信神，有那么勇敢，能够进去吗？听话吗
？You think the second generation can just happen to be that they can just have this faith and courage and be courageous and enter in？
我不相信。
I do not believe that。
我只相信约书亚跟迦勒，在这三十八年在转啊转啊，很忍耐的，在那边训练他们，教训他们。
I think that in that 38 years, Joshua and Caleb, with all forbearance and patience, were training these people.
所以当神，我的仆人摩西死了以后，约书亚，你起来带他们出去，传令三天之内我们要过约旦河。这些第二代的人有没有人觉得是害怕、不听话？有没有这样情况？
So when God said to Moses, I'm going to take you, and my servant Joshua would take the people into the land in 3 days, and out of that second generation, did anybody say that they are afraid and are not willing to go?
没有，他们是就过去。
No, they just went.
所以实际上，从埃及出来的，进到迦南地区的，还是六十几万。
So, in reality, the people who came out of Egypt and went into Canaan is still 600,000.
所有不信的都要倒闭在旷野。
All the unbelieving people would have to perish in the wilderness.
但神一定兴起第二代的人来，他们遵守约书亚加勒的这个教训，相信神。所以他们能够进到迦南地区。
However, God raised up a second generation that they really listened to the teachings of Joshua and Caleb, and they believed in God, and they entered into the land of Canaan.
那就是说，我们今天自己要成为一个得胜者，像迦勒跟约书亚一样。 一定还有个责任，要带领下一代都能进去。
So today for us, if we want to become an overcomer like Joshua and Caleb, we have another responsibility, which is to rise up the second generation to enter in with us.
要成为一个能够打仗的军队。
So that we can be a army that can go to war.
要不要训练？
Do we need training?
如果那个不听话的、害怕的这些东西啊，这些人啊。要不要管教？
For those who are disobedient and would not obey, do those people need discipline?
不经过管教，不经过训练，他不可能打仗。
Without discipline and training, they cannot go to war.
不过有的时候我也看看，有时看来看去，有多少人可以接受训练的？
But then a lot of times I look around and think, how many people can really receive of this training?
我看看我两个孙子，他能不能训练他做个能够打仗的兵。
So I look at my two grandchildren and see if they can become soldiers who can go to war.
哎，我说我要训练你能够打仗，他就过来打爷爷。
I told them I want to train you up to be soldiers ready for war, and they end up beating the grandfather.
所以我们这里如果都是孩子的话，你训练要打仗，哎，结果自己打起来了，麻烦。
If we're all children here and we're supposed to get training to go to war, but then we'll fight among ourselves.
结果你要训练他，他来打你这个训练。
You want to train him, but then he is going to beat you up, you who are the trainer.
这两个小孙子，我说你不要看不起你爷爷，你还差得远呢。
So I told my two grandchildren, do not despise your grandfather. You're far away from me.
他一个在前面，一个在后面，我看也有点麻烦。
One is in front of me, one is behind. It's a little troubling.
因为他不能受训练。
Because they cannot receive training.
他没有成长。
They have not grown.
他如果你训练他的话，训练急了，他就把训练的人搞了。
If you train them too much, they will just ruin the trainer.
所以我是一直是说，哎，今天问题都是属灵生命没有成长。
So I say that all our problems is because our spiritual life has not grown.
我们平时哎呀，就怕弟兄姊妹，你讲得太厉害，你要是训练他管得太厉害的话，他跑了怎么办？
Today, our fear is that if you give too severe a sermon and they run away, what's going to happen then?
所以有许多话是神的话，他不敢讲。
So many people would not dare to speak the word of God.
所以不敢讲呢，我看。将来在主面前交账的时候是有点麻烦。
So if you dare not speak, then on that day before the Lord to settle the accounts, you will be in trouble.
保罗是怎么说的？
What did Paul say?
美好的仗我打过了。
I have fought that good fight.
将来我们每一个人快要接主的时候。
In the future, when we see the Lord,
你能不能像保罗一样说？
Can you say like Paul?
美好的仗我打过了。
I have fought the good fight.
如果你能说美好仗我打过了，
If you can say you fought the good fight,
那么现在我们教会如果没有训练。你能不能打仗？
But if we do not have training in church today, can you go to war?
那么神是要训练我们。
God wants to train us.
他要管教我们的。
He wants to discipline us.
如果我们要得奖赏，
If we want to win the prize,
在场上比武。
If we are in a race,
要按照规矩。
We have to follow races. I mean.
要赛跑。
If we want to run in a race.
当然保罗不是，他说我当跑的路跑尽了。
He said that he has finished the course.
那保罗跑的什么路？
What course has Paul undertaken?
保罗是神差他来传福音。
Paul has sent, God has sent Paul to preach the gospel.
他穿了福音的鞋，跑了多少路？
He wore the shoes of the gospel and have run many, many miles.
所以他在那个，他是小亚细亚这些地方的地方都差不多跑尽了，再没有可以传福音的地方。
And he has almost visited all the places in Asia Minor, and he has not have a place that he has not gone to.
后来又到了土耳其那边。
And then later on, he went to Turkey.
马其顿呢？
Macedonia.
那一带又传了一些。
And then he also preached the gospel there.
传完了以后，他觉得还不甘心。
And after he's done with that, he's still not willing to rest.
所以他现在到西班牙去。
So he went to Spain.
他传福音，他跑是怎么跑的？
How was he running the race when as he preached the gospel?
他传福音怎么传？
How did he preach the gospel?
所以保罗在他传福音一路上都是挨打的。
The whole way as he was preaching the gospel, he was being beaten up.
他到马其顿头一个站就是腓立比，就挨了一顿打。
At his first stop in Macedonia, which is Philippi, he was beaten up.
他说我们，你要记得我们在那个卢斯的以哥念那一带地方受受的逼迫，外有仇敌，内有恐惧，我们自己也觉得活命的指望也没有了。
In those areas when we almost perish, we almost fear that we may not live.
那么至少我相信我们的神。
We despaired even of life, but we only believed in God.
所以要我们纪念。他为了福音的缘故受了多少的痛苦。
So they wanted them to remember all the sufferings that he has with as he preached the gospel.
所以他传福音，他跑的路是一直在神很严格的训练底下走的。
As he preached the gospel, as he ran the course, it was under severe training by God.
我们传福音呢
How do we preach the gospel?
所以我觉得我不配。
So I feel that I'm not worthy.
有一次我在广州的时候，有个姊妹，她就跟我讲。
One time I was in Guangzhou, a city in China, a sister told me.
我是浙江人，她也是浙江人。
I and her are both from the province of Zhejiang.
她浙江人是在诸暨一个地方，一个县。
She is from this township of Zhuji.
不管什么暨了。她说：“丁弟兄啊，我们那边信主的人很多，可是他们真理不太明白。”
She said that, Brother Ding, we have a lot of people who believe in Christ, but they do not understand the truth.
如果你能到我们哪里去啊，给他们把你这个知道的这个主的这个真理告诉他们，他们会很受欢迎你的。
If you can go to them and preach to them the truth of God, then you will be welcomed.
我们那边信主的人多得很，多得很。
We have many, many people who believe in Christ.
就是缺少人去给他们浇灌了。
We just don't have people who can water them.
我说，哎，那你什么时候回家？
So I said, when are you going home?
如果你要回家的时候，你带我去，因为我不认识。
If you're going home, bring me along because I don't know the way.
那天晚上我就是祷告。
night I prayed.
主就问我了,
the Lord asked me.
那个姊妹跟你说了这话, 你的心是不是动了?
The sister told you all these things. Has your heart been moved?
因为他们欢迎你, 你却想去是不是?
You wanted to go because they welcome you.
就是说, 假如说, 那个地方, 人都要反对你, 我叫你去, 你去不去?
The Lord said, what if the people over there want to oppose you, but I want you to go, will you go?
我还是比较老实一些, 我都没有做讲, 因为主嘛, 你敢说, 他知道我的心。
So I was still a little honest because you're talking to the Lord and He knows your heart.
我说如果都反对我，我不去了。
So I said, if they all oppose me, I am not going to go.
那这些是我们今天在神面前，你所做的，是不是心完全是正直的？
All the things we do, is your heart upright with the Lord?
欢迎你先去。
If people welcome you, you go.
反对你不去。
If people oppose you, you don't go.
去不去, 不是应该决定于他们欢迎或者不欢迎。
Whether you go or not, it's not dependent on whether they welcome you or not.
去不去是决定于主有没有叫你去。
Whether you go or not is dependent on whether the Lord wants you to go.
如果主要你去,
if the Lord wants you to go,
反对你也去,
even if people oppose you, you should go.
主如果不要你去,
if the Lord does not want you to go,
欢迎你也不能去,
even if people welcome you, you cannot
你说这样对不对啊?
Go. Don't you think this is right?
对不对?
Is it right?
一个人如果是真正是主的仆人，忠心于主的仆人，他是听主人的话。
If a person is truly a faithful servant of the Lord, he only listens to the word of master.
所以我们要学一个功课。
So we have to learn this lesson.
我们要绝对听主的话。
We have to absolutely obey his words.
那这个要付代价。
And for this, you have to pay a price.
有的时候大家欢迎你的时候啊，你在那边讲啊，你很得释放的。And
sometimes when everybody welcomes you and you speak to them, you may still feel liberated.
如果你那些都是反对你的地方去讲的话，我告诉你，苦得要命。If
you go to places where people oppose you and you talk there, it is very, very miserable.
怎么叫苦得要命？
Why is it miserable?
那就是打仗。
Because that is warfare.
你要把主的话给他们。
You have to give them the word of God.
底下的灵反对你。
And the spirits down there oppose you.
你忠心主要你讲的话。
You are faithful to the words that the Lord wants you to speak on.
我就立刻就感觉那个反对的灵啊，消耗你那个力量。
But I can feel that the opposing spirits down there is canceling out my own strength.
所以我有一句感觉的，如果弟兄姊妹都在那边供应我的时候，我讲话讲一两个钟点、两三个钟点，一点不累的。
If I feel that the brothers and sisters are supplying me, I can speak for an hour or 2 hours and I will not be tired at all.
但是我觉得底下是不接受的，是反对你的，我就是那个这样，我非常的累。
But if the audience is not receptive or they're opposing you, I feel very, very tired.
所以真正要为主的缘故，你只能听主的话。
So if it's truly for the sake of the Lord, you can only listen to His word.
欢迎的，主要你去，你也去。
People who welcome you, if the Lord wants you to go, you go.
反对你的，你也去。
People who oppose you, you go.
主如果不要你去，他欢迎你。
If the Lord does not want you to go, even if the people welcome you, you cannot go.
因为这是仆人嘛。
Because you are a servant.
你应该清楚的条件。
You ought to listen to the orders of the Lord.
我离开西安的时候啊，有个老姊妹，就是对我说：“丁弟兄啊，你从西安出去啊，你以后要回来啊，你要回来，你是我们的。”
When I left this city in China, an older sister said to me, "You have to come back. You have to come back because you are ours."
我呢，不敢回答。
I did not respond.
哎，他一直在那边，丁弟兄，你一定要来啊，你一定要来。
She kept saying, "You have to come. You have to come."
我一直就没有回答。
I did not respond.
另外一个老姊妹啊。 那年龄比我大，她听得生气了。And
then there was another older sister who was even older than I am, and when she heard this, she was getting mad.
她就跟那个姊妹说。So
she said to the other sister,
你求他干什么？
Why do you entreat with him?
你求神嘛。You
entreat with God.
如果他真的是神的仆人。
If he truly is a servant of God,
就是你去, 他敢不来?
If the Lord says go, how dare he not go?
如果就是说, 他不让他来, 他答应你也没用,
if the Lord would not allow him to go, even if he promises you, it's useless.
我觉得这是对了。
I think this is right.
真正的仆人只听主的。
A true servant only listens to the Lord.
主要你来了，你就得来。
The Lord wants you to come, you come.
他是对于主的仆人呢，这里是一个很大的考验。
This is a severe test for servants of the Lord.
这里没有人情难缺这个事情。
There should never be a time when you are too embarrassed to say no.
其实保罗那时候啊。 到西班牙去写信给罗马书的时候啊，他并没有想到到了耶路撒冷是要受苦受炼的。When Paul
was about to go to Spain and he was writing to the people in Rome, he did not think that when he was going to Jerusalem he would be under chains.
你看他写罗马书到15章的时候，到以后他说我能够希望我到。 耶路撒冷那个捐款，圣徒能够接受，以后呢，我写到你们罗马来，蒙你们的招待，在你那边啊分享分享，这时候你再送我到西班牙去。So
you look at chapter 15 of the book of Romans. He said that first I'll take the offerings back to Jerusalem, and then I'll enjoy your hospitality, and then you can send me to Spain.
Enjoy, 还有。所以他在那时候想的时候啊，他到罗马，哎，我要把那个丰富的恩典给他们分享，他们当然也招待我喽，是吧？那是休息以后再蒙他们给我送到西班牙。And
so he was thinking that I'm going to preach about the abundant grace in Rome, and of course they will be hospitable to me, and then they can send me back to Spain.
结果没想到。 他不是这样欢欢喜喜的到罗马，而是做了个手链，到了罗马，关在监牢里。
To his surprise, he actually went to Rome in under chains, and he was in a prison in Rome.
这是不是主在训练保罗？
Isn't this the Lord trying to train Paul?
为什么要讲到他原来想得很舒服到了罗马，可是现在是做了个锁链到了罗马。Previously,
he was thinking that he could go to Rome in comfort. Now he went to Rome under chains.
为了这个缘故，保罗有没有发怨言？
For this reason, did Paul ever murmur?
他在主面前，因着他顺服，神把这个意想不到的难处加给他以后，这个苦难呢加给他以后呢，他说。
For but after God has given this unthinkable. sufferings to Paul. Paul said,
他说神给我们的苦难，同时他却安慰了我们。
But what did Paul say? He said that even though he has given us affliction, but at the same time he also comforted us.
他有了这个安慰，神苦难加给他，又把这个安慰给了他。他说这个安慰可以拿来再安慰同样有苦难的人。
And then he said that there has been affliction and there has been comfort, and then they can use the same comfort to comfort others in the, under the same affliction.
我们如果教会要有人能够安慰人，能够供应人，是人的帮助的，神常常要协助他受那一些苦难。
Since we need people who can comfort other people and help other people, those people God would put under affliction.
那我们就看见保罗到了罗马以后，在监牢里写的所谓监牢的书信，他的属灵程度又高了一层。
So if you read the epistles of Paul, those letters he wrote in Rome, in the prison of Rome, his spiritual level has advanced more.
这就是为什么神要管教他的儿女。
That is why God wants to discipline his children.
我告诉你啊，没有受过神给你打击过的人啊，他不会同情，也不会安慰人的。
If you have never been struck by God, you cannot have sympathy and for people, and you cannot comfort others.
你没有受过那种压力，没有受过那种苦难，对于这种人，身在苦难中的人，你很难去安慰他。
If you have not been under pressure and you have not been under affliction, you cannot comfort other people.
所以有的时候，神要是他能够懂得一点，能够同情人，能够安慰人，写给他一点苦难。
So that God can raise up people who can sympathize with others and comfort others, God gives him a little affliction first.
这个身体从来没有生过病的人啊，他不懂得病人的痛苦。
If you have never been sick, you can never understand the pain of a patient.
我起先啊，身体还不错，我特别会走路。
Previously, I was in good health, and I really can walk for a long, long time.
所以对那些我的姊妹呢，心脏不好，走起路来慢慢慢慢的，你怎么了？怎么慢？
My wife had poor health, and because of her heart problem, she could not walk very fast, and I would be really impatient with her.
因为我不能同情。
Because I could not sympathize with her.
我走路的时候啊，我觉得那些开汽车，那是在中国大陆，那是不像现在那个路好，都是坏。我走了几十里路，哈、啊，满头是汗，那汽车呼过去的时候，灰都扬了一身。我说这些人一点都不能体谅我这么苦。
And I would walk kilometers and kilometers of these dirt road in China because they're poor roads, and there will be cars going by as I walk by, and with all they would bring all the dust and dirt on my face, and I would say these cars could not understand my could not sympathize with me.
或是等到我坐那个汽车的时候啊，坐呼开过去的时候，看见人家这么跳，哎，他也很舒服嘛。
But when I'm in the car and I see other people carrying burdens and walking by, I would say, that person is in comfort too.
所以神常常把一些苦难加给他的儿女。
So oftentimes God adds affliction to his children.
你受过苦难越多，你能够安慰的人越多。
The more affliction you have, the more people you can comfort.
那做病人的啊，我是做医生的时候，那些有一些实习医生啊，一点同情心也没有。
When I was a doctor, treating patients, there are some residents who really have absolutely no sympathy for the patients.
所以病人看他走过去了以后，就是巴不得这医生给他重病一场。
And the patients would see the resident walk by and say, we hope that this resident will have a big illness.
所以我想神要训练一个人是怎么训练的呢?
So how would God train up a person?
现在你要侍奉神,
you want to serve God.
你要不要训练?
Do you need training?
训练有两种,
there are two types of training.
神学院也可以训练,
seminaries can also train.
但是真正的你要能够被神所用的, 是神亲自在基督的学校里受圣灵的带领他来训练你。
But the true training is undertaken by the Holy Spirit, by God through the Holy Spirit in the school of Christ.
这就是叫什么叫做训练。
This is training.
什么叫管教?
What is discipline?
好像管教我们听起来是一个不好的,神好像不爱我们,几时告诉我们说,神是疼爱的,他才管教。
The word discipline sounds bad. It's as if God doesn't love us. But in reality, the ones whom he loves, he chastens.
因为他管教了以后,他才有用处。
Because after discipline, this person is useful.
我总觉得我们的教会现在,不管在哪里,我总觉得说,很松散。
I feel that our churches everywhere are somewhat loose.
你要打仗,
if you want to go to war,
能打仗吗?
Can you fight?
属灵的打仗不是说虚气的打仗。
The spiritual warfare is not that of wars with flesh and blood.
属灵的打仗是最重要的, 你至少有一个训练, 你要会祷告。
For the spiritual warfare, at a minimum, you have to know how to pray.
我看这里祷告聚会还不错吧。
I guess the prayer meetings here are pretty good.
他说一个教会能打仗不能打仗呢, 就看听到的人多呢还是祷告的人多。
Whether a church can go to war or not, it depends on whether the number of people praying exceeds the number of people listening to sermons.
如果听到的人很多,
if there are a lot of people listening to sermons,
祷告聚会的时候零零落落只有几个,
but only a very few people show up in prayer meeting.
规定7点钟有祷告聚会, 8点钟才来两个。
You're supposed to start at 7 p.m. and only two people showed up at 8 p.m.
我看撒旦一看一定很开心,这个地方我是不用担心的。
I think that Satan looked at that and he is very assured that he doesn't need to do any work here.
一定得有训练。
You have to have training.
不能那么松散。
You cannot be loose.
实际上我们真正怎么征战也不懂。
In reality, we don't know how to fight.
你怎么跟撒旦打仗?
How do you fight with Satan?
仗不能乱打的。
You cannot fight the war in the wrong way.
你知道撒旦也不是好惹的。
You know that Satan is not easy to deal with.
我记得我那时候刚读大学的时候看了一本 War on the Saints, 就是圣徒属灵征战。
When I was in college, I read a book on spiritual warfare.
那么我看了以后啊, 好,我就是要跟撒旦打仗。
So after I read the book, I said, good, I'm going to fight with Satan.
所以我跪在那边祷告。
So I knelt down and prayed.
我说主啊,
I said, Lord,
把撒旦赶到火湖里去。
Throw Satan in the fiery river. Fiery river.
那天晚上啊，不得了。
Throw Satan into the furnace.
哦，撒旦来了，他来说，哼。主耶稣到现在也没敢把我赶到火屋去，你要把我赶到火屋去。
But that night it was really problematic because Satan said, the Lord has not wanted to throw me into the furnace, and you want to throw me into the furnace?
好，给你个颜色看看，他们我弄在那一眼，我说，哎，你下次不这么大。
And then Satan said, I'm going to show you my true colors, and so I said, okay, next time I'm not going to fight the war this way.
打仗有打仗的属灵的。
Even to undertake spiritual warfare, it has its regulations.
许多人没打过仗的，一个被鬼附的要来的时候啊，哎，你去赶这个鬼好不好？
For people who have not been in warfare and somebody has been possessed by evil spirit, and you just say, you go.
他没有训练过的，你去看啊，他没有训练过，他头一个怕。
If you have not been trained, first you're afraid.
第二个，撒旦也知道你要想来干鬼啊，他头一个先问你昨天做的什么事情，你知道吗
？And secondly, since Satan also knows that you are going to cast out the evil spirit, he'll say, "What did you do yesterday?"
你昨天还讲了谎话，还跟撒脾气，还跟人家吵架，你想来干我？
Satan will say, you have lied, you have quarreled with other people, and you have thrown a fit, and you want to cast me out?
他这个信心马上就漏了气。
So his faith immediately decreased.
所以他们有经验的是，一进去，我是奉主耶稣的名，靠着他的宝血来赶你的。
So if you have no experience, you enter into the room and you say, in the name of Jesus Christ and his precious blood, I'm casting you out.
神宝血有能力。
Because the precious blood has power.
神有权柄。
Because God has authority.
如果你不懂得打仗的这个规律，也不知道撒旦是怕什么的，他可能需要，他要胜过你。
But if you don't know the regulations of the warfare and you don't know what Satan is afraid of, then he may overcome you.
你真的要跟撒旦要打仗的话，我们教会真的要跟撒旦打仗的话，你需要小心，撒旦要反攻的。
If you really want to fight Satan as a church, you have to beware because Satan will counterattack.
所以我们需要查一查哪个地有破口，哪里有漏洞。
So we have to examine where we have a place where he can attack.
打仗要胜过撒旦，要除去罪恶。
To cast out and overcome Satan, you have to remove sin.
你不要有地方给撒旦留地步。
You cannot leave a place for him to make use of.
你这样才能打呢。
Then you can fight.
要不要训练？
Do you need training?
没有训练的不能打的。
If you don't have training, you cannot fight.
所以一定需要有训练。
So you have to have training.
我们常常在这里讲啊，我们缺少神那个，比方说我们缺少忍耐。
We always say that we lack patience.
我们缺少爱心。
We lack love.
我们缺少信心。
We lack faith.
好像主对老底家教会说，你们是又贫穷又困苦又瞎眼又赤身露体。
It's like God saying to the church in Laodicea that you are wretched and naked and miserable and blind.
主耶稣说你缺少信心，那么就是要你要出代价向我买金子叫你富足。
So the Lord says you lack faith and so you have to buy from me gold so that you may become rich.
信心怎么还要买呢？
Why do you need to buy faith?
信心要经过试炼。
Because faith has to be gone through trials.
很多人觉得自己有信心,
Many people feel that they have faith.
但是没有经过试炼,
but it has not gone through trials.
没有经过试炼的这个信心啊,
the faith that has not gone through trials is not trustworthy.
彼得有没有信心?
Did Peter have faith?
他有信心。
He had faith.
众人纵然跌倒, 我纵不能。
All may have fallen aside, but I will not.
那么这个信心是什么信心呢?
What faith is this faith?
这个信心是自信。
This faith is self-confidence.
那么神学给他一个试验。
So God gave him a trial.
他跟到大祭司的院子里，在那个烤火的时候，试炼来了。
He followed and followed to the courtyard of the high priest, and then the trial came.
弟兄姊妹啊，当我们在这里说叫你否认主，你一定不行，我怎么可能否认主？
If we say here, brother and sister, you're going to deny the Lord, you would of course not believe that you would deny the Lord.
我看每个人都有信心。
I think that everyone would have faith.
你到了有一个地步，人家都在反对的时候。
However, when you get to a situation where everyone else is opposing, and they're all laughing at you,
这个时候你要去训练。
Then you have to undergo training.
比方你是个基督徒。
For instance, if you are a Christian,
你跑到一群那些不信主的人那里。
You go to a group of unbelievers.
他们一个个都是，哎呀，这些基督徒都是那些什么很迷信的啦，什么的啦，怎么样，都在那边讲的时候啊。
And they all talk about the fact that Christianity is superstition.
也许没有像我们现在这时候的勇气那么大了。
Then you will not be as courageous as you are now.
信心要经过试炼。
Faith has to go through trials.
我觉得有的时候真的要信心要经过试炼。I
truly feel that sometimes faith has to go through trials.
彼得说你们要遭遇好像是非常的事情。
You may have to undergo some severe things as described by Peter.
遭遇好像是非常的事临到你们。
Maybe some severe things may happen unto you.
那么他说,
it is not to make you fearful. You should think that this is a good thing.
因为信心经过试炼以后，它要比能坏的金子还要宝贵。
Because after you have been distressed by various trials, the proof of your faith is more precious than gold.
信心你从哪来?
Where does faith come from?
自信不行。
Self-confidence will not work.
信心是从主耶稣来的。
Faith comes from the Lord Jesus.
所以叫我们仰望，为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
So that's why we have to fix our eyes upon the perfecter and finisher of our faith.
创始成终。
Perfecter and finisher, author and perfecter of our faith.
主耶稣是, 我是始,我是终。
The Lord said that I am the first and I am the end.
我是 Alpha, 我是 Omega.
I am Alpha and I'm Omega.
摩安德烈说啊, 他说很多人也是这样, 耶稣第一,
Andrew Murray said that a lot of people say Jesus Christ is number one.
我呢,第二。
I'm number two.
是不是这样?
Isn't it true?
不是。
No.
第二, Alpha, Beta, Gamma, 一个一个到了最后是 Omega, 都是主。
Alpha, Beta, all of them go all the way down to Omega.
你聪明，你聪明，对。
All of them is the Lord.
所以一切，你的信心完全依靠主。
So your faith is entirely reliant upon the Lord.
真的，你很不容易。
It is a little hard.
就是说，你要带到君王面前的时候，你不要心里想怎么回答。
The Lord said that when you are presented before kings and rulers, do not worry how you respond.
到那个时候，圣灵会跟你说话。
At that time, the Holy Spirit would speak to you.
斯蒂凡到了大会审判他的时候。
When Stephen went to the synagogue to be judged,
他被圣灵充满，是不是？
He was filled with the Holy Spirit, wasn't he?
使徒行传第七章，斯蒂凡讲的那一篇道了，的确是非常高水平的。
The sermon preached by Stephen in chapter 7 of the book of Acts is indeed a very high level.
所以他用圣灵的话来，众人是抵挡不住。
So therefore, because he uttered the word of the Holy Spirit, people cannot oppose him.
你不能在神的事情上把你自己的力量，把你的聪明，把你所要想的东西加上去，你一讲两讲了，你却失败了。
You cannot add your own wisdom and strength onto the matters of God, and you talk about it this way or that way, and you will fail.
那时候我在广州的时候，有一个时候听说。要抓那个没有加到三字的那个地方家庭教会。
When I was in the city of Guangzhou, I had heard that people were trying to arrest others who have not joined the Three Self Church.
那是他们已经开会啊，要决定要抓的。
They've already concluded in meetings that they're going to arrest these people.
有人给我报信。
Some people sent me an advance word.
他说。你呀、啊，好好汉不吃眼前亏。
He said that you should not you should avoid the bad things that you know are coming your way.
那你最好你这个聚会停一停好不好？
maybe you should stop your meeting.
那是我们有两个聚会，一个是礼拜天晚上的拜饼聚会。
At that time, we had two meetings. The first one took place on Sunday night for the table meeting.
还有一个聚会是礼拜四晚上的读经聚会。
And then Thursday night, the Bible study.
拜饼聚会我们很严格的，谁不能随便进来的。
The table meeting, we were very strict in terms of who can join in.
那个读经聚会呢，有的人去。带了一个信的，什么也人就比较多。
For the Bible study, people can bring unbelievers and friends, and so there are more people there.
如果我继续在那边聚会呢，他们就可能要把我抓了。
If I continue to meet, then they may arrest me.
所以那时候啊，怎么办呢？停还是不停
？So at that time, I was debating, should I stop the meetings or not?
所以那个时候。我只是祷告。
So at that time I prayed.
照我想了，要停都停，要不停都不停。
In my thinking, either we stop both meetings or we stop none.
那么都停不平安。
But if I stop both, then I don't have peace.
所以那个时候感觉。是，倒是没有神给我说话，你要听我就不听，没有这个。
God did not listen to, did not talk to me then. So it's not what I listened to His words.
但是我觉得要停，都停不平安。
But I felt that at the time, if I stop both meetings, I did not have peace.
都不听也不平安。
But if I, did not stop both meetings, then I didn't have peace either.
那究竟停还是不停？
So should I stop them or not?
后来就是这样，再祷告是停一个，留一个，留哪一个？拜饼聚会不停，把这个读经聚会停，平安。
So I prayed some more, and then if we only stop the Bible study and not the table meeting, I had peace.
所以这个不是我们自己想应该怎么做，还是祷告。
It is not what you can, you think you can, you should do, but you pray.
我们那时候做很多事情的时候，就是凭着祷告以后的感觉，平安却做，不平安不做。
At that time, we decided to do many things based on whether we have peace or not after we prayed.
经过火炼的试炼了以后，我们的信心增长。
After a severe trials, our faith would grow.
如果我们缺少忍耐,
if we lack patience,
忍耐也很重要,
patience is important.
因为我们是在患难中也是欢欢喜喜的, 因为患难生忍耐, 忍耐生劳练, 劳练生盼望。
So we rejoice because we exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulations bring about perseverance, and perseverance proven character hope.
所以真正的忍耐是从患难生出来的。
So the true perseverance or patience is born out of affliction.
那么神要管教我们的时候啊, 要给我们 患难临给我们,
so when God wants to discipline us, He gives us tribulations.
那目的是什么呢?
What is His purpose?
因为你只有经过患难，你才有忍耐。
Because only through tribulations, then you would have perseverance.
现在你们也是很忍耐，我不过你们坐在这个位置上忍耐是还容易一点。
You're also showing forbearance by sitting, bearing with me, but you're sitting down. So it's easier. But to have perseverance in tribulations, that is very difficult. But through tribulations, that perseverance is true perseverance.
这个大家都知道嘛, 有个年轻人到他的老弟兄那里说,哎呀,老弟兄啊, 你给我祷告,给我忍耐, 我就是缺少忍耐。
We all know the story. A younger brother goes to an older brother and say, please pray for me. I lack perseverance.
好,弟兄跪下,我们一起祷告。
Good brother, let's kneel and pray.
哦,主啊,这个年轻弟兄,你多加给他难处,给他患难。
So for this younger brother, please, Lord, add upon him tribulations and difficulties, etc.
错了,我是要忍耐,不是要患难。
No, you're wrong. I want the perseverance, not tribulations.
他说,我一点没错,你真的要忍耐吗? 忍耐是哪里来的? 患难生出来的嘛, 你没患难怎么能生忍耐?
Yeah, I'm not wrong. You want perseverance. It's through tribulations that you get perseverance.
有一个弟兄, 他给神奉献了以后,主啊,我要一生侍奉你。 不管你带领我什么难处,什么环境,我一定顺服你。
After a brother has consecrated himself to the Lord, he said that I will absolutely submit to you, no matter how difficult the situations you put me in.
我现在把我的主权交给你。So
I've given you my sovereignty.
你要怎么对待我,都可以。
However you want to treat me, it is fine.
我都同意了。
I agree.
真的?
Truly?
真的?
True.
活了不久,一个病,加上一个病,病得要死。
Shortly thereafter, there's one sickness and then another, and he's almost to the point of death.
他就跟神说了,怎么搞的,我奉献给你,你就不叫我去传福音,怎么叫我一个病,又是一个病。
So he said, what's happening? I consecrated myself to you, and you didn't ask me to preach the gospel, but you add me this disease upon disease.
神说,你忘记了,你怎么跟我说的?
God says, you have forgotten how you spoke to me.
我需要训练你。
I want to train you.
你就不听了。
You won't listen.
哦,对,我有过,那你怎么对我就可以。
So he said, that's fine, I did say that. So however you treat me, that's fine.
后来这个弟兄真的是被神用。
Afterwards, this brother was indeed used by the Lord.
因为他神给他加给他训练，看看你 你要侍奉我，我邪教你病得要死，看你怎么样，你还能够完全交托主，这样的人可用。
This brother, when he wants to serve God, God has given him this illness, but then he can still truly entrust himself to the Lord.
我们是神所建造的房屋。
So that is indeed a useful a person who is useful to God, and we are a building built by God.
我们也是神所耕种的田地。
We are the field that is labored upon by the Lord.
所有在这里，我们都要受过训练。
So all of us here have to undergo training.
我们侍奉神。
We serve God.
我们要能够彼此和睦，完全荣耀神，听神的话，一定要经过试炼。
We have to be in harmony to glorify God. We have to go through training, trials.
我们每一个人要侍奉神。神要我们是第一个是圣洁有份。
When we want to serve God first, God wants us to partake of His holiness.
圣洁。
Holiness.
还要呢，公义。
Sanctification, right righteousness.
和平。
Peace.
神告诉我们说，他给我们所有的这个管教，当时不舒服，但是你管教以后能够得车，是我们与他的圣洁有份。嗯。
God says that even though at the moment when we're going through the discipline, it may not seem joyful. However, those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness.
而且能够结出什么果子来
？And what kind of fruit would it bear?
结出。公义跟和平
，righteousness and peace。
你知道公义和平，再加上一个什么，就是神的国的事情。
You know that righteousness and peace, and you add one more thing, and that becomes the kingdom of God.
神的国不在乎吃喝。
The kingdom of God is not dependent about what to eat and what to drink.
神的国在乎。公义、和平跟圣灵中的喜乐。
The kingdom of God is built upon righteousness, peace, and the joy in the Holy Spirit.
所以我们要侍奉神，要用圣洁、公义侍奉他。
So if we want to serve God, we have to serve in holiness and righteousness.
所以我们不圣洁，我们不公义，我们没有和平，神学家管教。
So if we're unholy, unrighteous, then God would add upon discipline.
那么他怎么管教呢？
How does he discipline?
我不知道，反正我知道，神是管教过我的。
I don't know. I just know that God has disciplined me.
这个管教啊，我有点害怕。
I'm a little bit afraid of discipline.
我不太愿意讲他怎么管教我，因为我败坏才管教嘛。
I don't want to go into how he disciplined me because I was corrupt. That's why he disciplined me.
我就跟我儿子讲，你小心，你不能离开主。你要离开主的话，他管教，他要么不管教，管教是够重的。
So I said to my son, I only said to my son, you cannot depart from the Lord. Otherwise, if he ever discipline you, it will be severe.
管教的是神的儿子们每一个人都要的。
Every child of God will have to partake discipline.
每一个人都要的。
Every single one.
那么保罗要不要管教？
So did Paul have to undergo discipline?
保罗管教的够多的了。
Paul has been disciplined much.
他受的苦比谁的都多。
He has suffered more than any one of us.
是不是？
Is that right?
他有没有需要神厉害的管教他？
Did he need the severe discipline of God?
那我们都知道。 保罗医好很多人的病，但是他自己有一根刺放在他的肉身上。
We know that Paul has healed many people's sicknesses, but there is a thorn in his flesh.
这根刺，他求神三次求神能够离开他。
He entreated with the Lord three times to have this thorn depart from him.
神不听。
God did not listen to him.
还要留在哪里？
The thorn remained.
为什么？
Why?
因为保罗得的启示很大。
Because the revelations given to Paul were indeed great.
他的恩典很多。
He had much grace.
他就会自高。
So he will be exalted.
我想神对于他失去那个最初这个天使长的时候，神是心痛的。
I believe that when God first lost his archangel, his heart was in pain.
现在这么一个可爱的使徒保罗，他现在也是给他这么多的恩典，三升天，很多的启示给他，他会不会高起来？
So this lovable apostle Paul and has been granted so many revelations, and he was even brought up to the heavens. So would he be exalted?
可能。
Probably.
所以神学给他这个刺。
So God gave him this thorn.
这个刺是他软弱。
This thorn made him weak.
骄傲不起来。
And that he could not be proud.
因着这一个缘故呢，保罗说我愿意夸我自己的软弱。
For this reason, Paul said that he was willing to boast of his weakness.
所以我们看见保罗的确不骄傲。
We see that in reality, Paul did not become proud.
他说要夸口，我完全可以夸口啊。
If he need to boast, he could surely boast.
但是现在他不夸口。
However, he did not boast.
他只是夸基督。
He only boasts of Christ.
如果要像我自己除了软弱以外没有别的。
But for me, other than weakness, there's nothing else.
我知道人是很骄傲的，很败坏的。
I know man is very prideful and corrupt.
稍微给你一点恩典的时候，他就会骄傲起来。
You give the person a little grace and he will be exalted. Or be
proud. 所以神常常把一个给他一个管教。
So the Lord always gives him some discipline.
所以结果他软弱。
Therefore, he was weak.
但是软弱不骄傲才可能变成柔和谦卑。
If you are weak and you are not prideful, then maybe you can become gentle and meek.
不是昨天已经讲嘛，我们需要有一个好土是个能够叫种子能够长起来的。
Didn't we say yesterday that we have to have this good soil for the seed to grow?
其实那一个种子是种在我们心里的。
Actually, that seed is sown in our hearts.
我们的心如果是柔和谦卑，
If our heart is gentle and meek,
这是好土。
This is good soil.
什么时候有刚硬，有骄傲，就有嫉妒纷争各样的东西的时候，这个土一定是不是好土。
If we have a hardness and a strife and jealousy and all these things, then this is not good soil.
所以说主耶稣有很多很多的美德。
There are lots of good qualities in Christ Jesus.
他做了人，给我们做了一个榜样。
He became man and became our example.
所以人我们最需要的一个美德是什么？
What is the great trait that we need to have?
就是谦卑。
Which is to be humble.
你有谦卑你才能够柔和。
If you are humble, then you can be gentle.
你是刚硬你一定是骄傲。
If you are hard, you are certainly prideful.
所以我们里面最难对付的就是我们那个己。
So the thing that is most difficult to take care of inside us is the self.
我们天然的己。
Our natural self.
我们如果天然的己不受打击，不受十字架的对付， 他那个基督的生命就不能够扩大。
If the self within us has not been struck down and has not been dealt with by the cross, then the life of Jesus Christ cannot grow.
所以实际上是这样的，这个基督生命啊没有改变。
In reality, it is like this. This self has not changed.
我希望有一天，我是个瓦器，有宝贝放在我们的里面。到有一天啊，因为时间久了，这个宝贝在里面，使我这个瓦器也变成个宝器。
I hope that one day, because I have this treasure and I'm just a vessel, so the more I carry this treasure, maybe one day this earthen vessel can become a precious vessel.
后来我发现很多弟兄姊妹以前的，他们都觉得说我们这个天然生命是不会改变的。
I subsequently discovered that a lot of brothers and sisters feel that the natural self cannot be changed.
只有借着主给我们的管教，一次一次把这个天然生命给它变弱了。
It is only through the discipline of God, again and again, that weakens our natural self.
到有一天，基督的生命才能够更大。
Until one day that the life of Christ can grow.
人是很诡诈的。
Men are wicked.
有的人甚至在做见证的时候。他好像是神给他很多恩典，实际上他表示我在这个恩典里也有我一份。
People can bear testimony about graces that was given to God, graces given by God to him, but in reality he was testifying that he also had a part in grace.
但是你那个祝福太多了，弟兄们听到后来。我在广州的时候，有些弟兄姊妹说：“丁弟兄，我不再爱听你那个得胜的生活见证，你把你失败的跟我们讲讲。
”But you talk too much about blessings, and some brothers in Guangzhou would say to me that I don't want to hear about your victorious testimony. Tell me about your failures.
许多人以为说：“哦，你们在前面的是哇，水平那么高，好像一直怎么我怎么这么高高低低的。”
Some people feel that you are always at this very high level, but I'm up and down here.
那是你不认识我就是。
That's because you don't know me.
所以我不敢讲我自己怎么失败，其实也不用讲。
I'm afraid to talk about how I failed, and I don't need to talk about it.
不这么的听话的。
I'm not that obedient.
我答应神，我绝对听你的话。但是我有时候也想想，你不要弄得太难哦，叫我过不去。
I promise God, I will absolutely obey Him. But then sometimes I would say, oh, don't make it too difficult, so that it will become too hard for me.
哎呀，真是太压得太厉害的时候啊，信心也会动摇的。
When I felt too oppressed, my faith could also be shaken.
哎，有的时候啊，丁弟兄，我现在很苦干我。其实我那时候苦干得一塌糊涂，我不跟他说就是了。
And some people would say, "Oh, I'm really dry within," but actually, I am even drier. I just haven't told him.
一个人要能够真的真，像神真，像弟兄姊妹也真，这也是非常难的事情。
For a person to be real before God and to be real to brothers and sisters, that is a very difficult thing.
真的看弟兄比弟兄姊妹比自己强，这个不是光照的话，你也看不出，也做不到的。
To truly consider others, brothers and sisters higher than yourself, unless you have been enlightened, you cannot do it.
我那时候年轻的时候，我说这是主的话，要看别人比我自己强，对。你比我强，你比我强，你比我强。我来想一想，究竟你强在哪里？
When I was young, I said, yes, it is the word of the Lord that says you have to consider others higher than yourself. So, yes, you're higher, you're higher, you're higher. But then I would think to myself, why are they higher?
读圣经，你没我熟。
You are not as familiar with the Bible as I am.
祷告，你也，我每一个祷告聚会都参加，你呢？
I've attended every single prayer meeting. What about you?
我每个礼拜天去传福音，你也是有时候去，有时候不去。
I preach the gospel every Sunday. You go sometimes, you don't go sometimes.
我很规规矩矩，我看你有时候乱说乱。
I've abide by the rules, but I see that you just say things randomly.
那么高了，高了半天，究竟谁强呢？
So after a while, who is higher?
只有动物。真的神给你看见你自己那个隐藏的东西。
Until God truly revealed to you your hidden things.
神在大街给你这种环境里面写出你是不是真的是那么刚强有信心。
And truly through these afflictions and strikings, and which shows that whether you truly have that faith or not.
所以人是一直需要神来管教的。
So man needs God's constant discipline.
去年前年我腰痛得要命。
The year before last year I was in severe back pain.
一个多月以前我还闯了一个次车祸。
A month ago I had a car accident.
有些弟兄姊妹就要为我祷告。
Some brothers and sisters wanted to pray for me.
腰痛的时候我说你为我祷告你怎么祷告的
So I said, when you pray for me, how did you pray for me?
他说那就是求神把你医治好我说你那个一定神不听的
They said, we're praying for healing. And I said, God wouldn't listen to this.
为什么不听
Why wouldn't he listen?
我说你谁要知道吗我知道这是神管教我啊。
You have to know that this is a discipline.
我说你这样祷告的可以你说神啊你管教他不过他呢受不了太重的管教你把他踢
了You should pray like this. You should go ahead and discipline him, but he is weak and he cannot take too severe discipline.
如果你说哦丁丁是一个神忠心的仆人你一定要治好他我说你这个倒霉了你这个一定是糟糕。
If you pray that old brother thing is a faithful servant of God, then heal him, then you are woe to you.
需要管教。
We need discipline.
我真的好几次我神是已经管教来的时候我说主啊我知道了哎呀能够免了就免了吧。
So many times when I knew that the discipline is coming, I would say, Lord, I know, so if you could spare me.
不过我也学到学乖了一个，你知道有神有一个律，你如果照着这个律呢，一定能够行。所以我把这个窍门告诉你。
But I've learned this secret. There's a law.Of God, and if you follow the law, you'll be okay.
神施恩给谦卑的人，阻挡骄傲的人。
God gives grace to the humble and opposes the proud.
当人家称赞你的时候，来的时候，你慢慢有一点感觉的时候，我说主，你等一等，管教慢一点。我现在知道这个我是没有的，这些不是我的。
When people start to praise me and I have some feelings, and then I immediately say, Oh Lord, hold your discipline for a while. Let me go back in and say that I'm nothing, I have nothing, it's all you.
所以我现在比较胆大一点呢，我就说，我实际上很需要导管教的人，你就知道我这个意思是什么，我是一个不太听话的。
So now I am bolder, and I say that I am a person who needs discipline. So you know that I'm disobedient often.
所以这也是神的爱。
And this is also the love of God.
也是神的恩典。
This is also the grace of God.
也是神的怜悯。
This is also the mercy of God.
管教我是怜悯我。
He disciplines me because he has mercy upon me.
过了。我第一次讲， 我如果这个话能主还要我讲的话，这管教可能还得讲。
This is my first time to preach on this subject matter, but if God wants me to talk about this in the future, I will still talk about this.
管教给你越重，就表示你越希望。
the more severe the discipline, that means that there's more hope in you.
因为神要把更重的负担给你。
Because God wants to entrust you with more, with higher things.
所以保罗神用他最大，他说的管教也最大。
So Paul, who has been used very, very much by the Lord, he has received much discipline.
没有儿子不受管教的。
No sons have not gotten discipline.
你从来没有受过管教，你要小心，你是不是儿子？
If you have never been disciplined, you need to be careful. Maybe you are not sons.
不过，你出信主的人啊，我告诉你。神不会管教你的。
But for you who are new believers, I'm going to tell you, God will not discipline you.
你放心，因为你才得救，是个新生儿，那时候父亲你怎么拉屎拉尿，他也不会打你的。
Because you're a newborn in Christ, and so even if you poop and whatever you do, the Father will not discipline you.
但是等到神要用你的时候。他非管教不可。
But when God wants to use you, He will surely discipline you.
所以叫我们对神的管教有一个新的认识。
So may we have a new understanding of the discipline of God.
我们做个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们神里面写要认罪。
Lord, before you, we have to confess our sins.
因为我们在你面前许多情况你看了是不满意的。
Because there are many conditions in us, when you see them, you are not satisfied.
我们自己的还不错，实际上你看我们是困苦可怜的。
We think that we're not too bad, but you see us as wretched and poor.
我们缺少信心。
We lack faith.
我们也缺少爱心。
We lack love.
我们也没有一个很有把握的盼望。
We don't have this hope of
你的孩子们。
Our Heavenly Father, please bless your children.
你按照我们的情况恩待我们。
According to our conditions, be gracious to us.
等我们接受你管教的时候，不叫我们灰心丧志。
So that when we're undergoing your discipline, we will not be discouraged.
不叫我们怀疑你的爱。
Do not let us doubt your love.
因为你所爱的，你必管教。
Because those whom you love, you chasten.
也证明我们需要你的管教。
It also proves that we need your discipline.
因为你不来管教，不来训练我们，我们没有办法被你所使用。
Because if you don't discipline and train us, we cannot be used by you.
主啊，我们相信你还有许多话要跟我们讲。
Lord, we believe you have many, many words to speak to us.
但要叫我们真的从心里面。来爱慕你的话。
But truly enable us to love your word from our hearts.
做更深的工作。
Do your deeper work.
主啊，怜悯我们。
Lord, be merciful to us.
给我们忍耐。
Give us perseverance.
给我们有很久的忍耐。
Give us perseverance that lasts long.
好叫你在我们的身上能够得到荣耀。
So that we can from us you can gain glory.
使我们的心成为一个好土。
So that our hearts become that good soil.
不再来抵抗圣灵给我们的话。
So that we will not oppose the words given to us by the Spirit.
让我们学习你的柔和谦卑。
So that we can learn of and be your gentle and humble heart.
完全顺从父神的旨意。
So that we can completely follow the will of God.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
Amen.